It's a big win by the Giants. They turned around a 16-point deficit at three-quarter time. It was all square at quarter time. No goals kicked. Essendon by 22 at halftime. Looked home. 16 points at three-quarter time. But the first four and six in a row in the final term. Saad got a late one. In the end, though, Essendon 8-7-55. 4 points short of the Giants. 8-11-59. The GWS winner by 4 points. The main concern, injury-wise, Jacob Townsend concussed in the first term. Unfortunately for that man, did not take any further part. But maybe that's what the Giants need to get their season going, coming from behind. And it's a really, really nice effort. Let's hear from Tim Taranto with Amy Holmes, courtesy of
Seven. Their legs and their speed, and we couldn't get a hold of it, but it's credit to the boys. We fought back and played our way a little bit in the second half of the win.
What was Liam Cameron's message in the games at halftime? Apparently he was quite animated, but it certainly worked.
Yeah, it wasn't happy. You know, we didn't really execute anything we wanted to in the first half. They were getting their run game going, so we just changed a few things around and paid off in the end.
There is a number of injuries to key players for you guys across the board, but it must be nice to see guys like Xavier O'Halloran coming in and making an impact in his first game of AFL footy.
Yeah, Xavier's great tonight. We love Xavier. He's had some great energy and some good efforts out there. But yeah, that's how we've been rolling the last few years. Someone steps up whenever someone goes out, so it's credit to the boys.
And those forwards in the first half, they were quite quiet. It's Himmelberg, it's Finlayson and Cameron, but to their credit once again, what was it that really sparked them in the second half?
Yeah, the Bombers were super in that first half, and as I said, we switched a few things around to help forwards out, and they got their tails up a little bit in the second half, and clutch in the end, so it was good.
Thanks so much. Congratulations on the win. Cheers. A great performance.
Thanks to Tim and Abby. We're just having a look at some vision of Jacob Townsend. He's got a massive, massive bruise and swelling on the right side of his face. Whether that's a fractured cheekbone, Judge, I'm no doctor. That's your area.
No, it's certainly very swollen, isn't it? So I couldn't give you an opinion on what that is other than say who he saw, and he'll have a bloody big headache in the morning. Noodles?
He certainly will. That happened very, very early, and the Bombers did really well with the man down, but unfortunately gave up a five-goal lead, the Bombers.
Take a quick break here. Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. Don't go anywhere, though. We've got the votes. We've got the Macca's moment. Essendon, they'll be disappointed. They led by 22 points at halftime. In the end, though, the Giants win it by 4 points. McDonald's, Triple M, rocks footy. Well done to the Giants. They trailed by 22 points at the halftime break, 16 at the last break, but kicked 4-1 in the final term to run out winners 8-11-59 to the Bombers 8-7-55. The Giants by 4 points. Let's have a listen to Heath Shaw, courtesy of Seven.
A little bit with that one, and then you had to redeem yourself, obviously, 40 or 50 seconds later.
Yeah, it makes it look better the second time, so it was more important, and luckily that one went through.
Yeah, you were good.
That one, I was in trouble.
You definitely were in big trouble, mate. It was a long flight to Perth anyway. If you lose, it's no good. We're going to walk up into the change rooms here. Hopefully no one's got nude just yet. It was a tough night at the office, I must admit. I gave away 3 goals, but I kicked 2, so it means I'm probably down 1 for the night. We might go to the skipper. Zach, get out of the way. You didn't do anything tonight. Come to call me?
Stefan Cornelio.
Mi chiamo?
No, mi chiamo...
Oh, mi chiamo Heath.
Si.
Come stai?
Si, tutto bene, tutto bene. Stasera tutto bene.
Stasera tutto bene?
Stasera, tonight.
Oh, tonight, you feel good tonight?
Tonight, yeah. Tonight, very good. Did you kick 2 goals?
I did kick 2 goals. And Stephen, I saw... Now, there's a little incident. I think it will come up on the video during the week. The ball gets kicked out of bounds on the full and you put on the burners and you run towards the boundary line, left side.
Yeah,
never. I know you're captain and I know you want to be the match winner, but you leave it to the left footers.
Yeah, I know. I actually looked right and saw it was Jeremy Cameron yelling at me and just went, oh, better put on the pedals there. So went back and didn't make the distance, mate. Very poor.
That's okay, mate. We'll work on that. I know it's your only, 8, 9, 10 games into your captaincy.
Yeah.
But you can work on that. We'll move on now.
What was I saying to you when you
I'm not sure. There were so many people talking to me.
Thanks to Heath, doing a nice job. Obviously, Brian can't do it at the moment.
Mm.
Will that be all okay?
No.
Right.
No.
I thought that was quite entertaining for me.
He's doing pretty well, Heath, isn't he?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Brian will be missing that. That's Brian's territory. I don't think he'll be enjoying Heath wandering into
there. I think Heath was very good.
Is Brian needed back? What? Is that what you're saying?
Heath's last year. I would have thought so.
Always a new one coming up, isn't there?
There's always one ready to knock you off.
Today, so I'm not touching that. I love Brian. I think you should have it for life. Today's I'm loving it moment happened in the third quarter. You boys are playing with fire. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy.
Could have been a presence about him, the big man. From South Adelaide in South Australia. Going head-to-head against Big Mummy, and he's taken it up to the big fella a few times tonight. This will be his first goal in AFL football. Did an ACL mid-2019. Sam Draper lining up. He's kicked his first goal. Draper in AFL footy. Look at the celebration. Have a look at it. He's gone berserk, Draper. He's got the disco dancing shoes on. He's still celebrating. Have a look at that. He's got him, Mummy's face. Sam Draper, that's what the game needed.
Great call to us. Amy Klanger's happened on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. That's what you need on a Saturday night on the network.
Bit of excitement.
Yep. I think that's what you need to bring to the table. Obviously, I use a different voice on television and radio.
You reckon a little bit more
a little bit more
sizzle
radio
on
style.
The Saturday
I
night.
Think so.
All right, take that on board.
I think that'd be good.
See if they've got a sizzle button.
They haven't been used.
Oh, he went there.
Jeez, get in at Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. Of course they have. Do a magnificent job on everything they cover. Choice Hotels around the ground. Chewy book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply. Now, are Pakistan get any more Englishmen out or not?
They did. Well, they got in that first session, Howie. It's currently lunch at the moment.
Yeah.
Pope was the batsman out. So England won for 67 that first session. So they're currently at lunch, 5 for 159, trailing Pakistan's first innings total by 167 as we speak. They made 326.
Favorite Before Pakistan. We wrap it up tonight, Howard.
We'll
get to the votes in a minute. But I thought you called the lights out tonight. I thought probably Duke, the moment we just heard there, the Amy, I thought that was the moment of the night. I thought Duke elevated himself above you tonight. But we thought, you know, just for doing so well, we packaged it together your best work tonight. Here it is.
8 minutes to go in the first term. We need a bit of zing. We need something to happen in this game to spark it up a bit. McKenna was absolutely hammered after the Zerk Thatcher tackle here. Draper's given away a free kick in the ruck. Going the way of the big mummy. Got an enormous chest on him, this man. He sure brings it down to Lockie Keith. He completely overruns it and gives one to tip right in the mush. Draper unloads from 55! With the behind. Little chipping boards, really good. Here come the Bombers. Zaharakis, kick the first run for the Bombers, David. And he does. There are goals raining now at Metricon.
That's nice. Can you just let me know how you sort of did that? And I'm like,
I reckon he's got the spar on two men style.
I quite liked it, Nath. I don't know what you did back in audio post, but I quite liked it.
Oh, dear.
That was good. Quite like that. We need to get.
We're going to get the baritone tomorrow with you.
No, I got the day off tomorrow. I'm next on Wednesday, I think. Mm. So I'll have a chat with our audio department and see if they can reproduce that.
We'll be supportive of whatever you want to go with.
No, it's going actually really, really well. Yeah. Triple M MVP award. Who's got the votes tonight?
I've got the votes tonight, Howard.
Okay.
One vote goes to Saad.
Yeah.
He had a good game. One of the things me and my team look at during the week is meters gained. I don't know how many Saad had exactly, but it felt like over 700. Two votes goes to Tim Taranto. Big game for GWS. Had the 30-plus touches. Had a big impact on the game. And three votes this week goes to Zach Merritt. I thought he was the best player on the ground. 33 touches. Nice and hard around the ball. And he gets the Triple M VP, three votes.
Thanks to your beautiful wife, Christina, for providing the SOH Melbourne Fig Tree Sanitizer. Now, this stuff normally sort of takes your skin off, which is a problem for my young bloke and my beautiful wife. This, Nath, is this available? How do we get this? Because this, I can't stop smelling it.
SOHmelbourne.com. It's got our famous fig tree fragrance in it. And there's a bit of a sale on at the moment, Howard, if you want to go online. Yes, it's a very nice product.
It smells absolutely delicious. Chew Man. Tomorrow, what is on for you?
I've got a day off as well, Howie.
What are you going to do, Chewy?
I'm going to sleep in as a starting point.
Yep.
And just take it very, very easy.
And, Ars, you'll be doing some football tomorrow?
I'll be doing the Bulldogs and the Brisbane Lions tomorrow night.
Okay. What's on for you, Noodles? You probably can't...
Father of the Year type of stuff tomorrow, Howard. I'll just hang out with the kids.
Okay. I taught my kids pontoon last night as a variation of maths, playing with the matches.
Very good.
Not a bad game. Blackjack. What about you, Judge? What's on tomorrow?
Day off from the teaching, which will be good. It's been a big week. And Mr. Judd, Mr. Jude, and all the other teachers will be away. So, I'm not sure. Maybe a bit of a poison bun, which is a variation of poison ball, which we've been playing a bit with the twins.
Okay.
Basically, you throw the twins bun at everyone once that scones them there, the infected party.
What's the bun?
My twin has a bun, which he carries around everywhere with him. And I don't know if it makes for great radio.
A rabbit, Howie, or is it a...
It's not a live bun. It's a toy bun.
I thought you were talking about like a pork bun or something.
Well, it's not a pork.
Do you think it's the time to be sort of going with the infected party? I'm not sure that's the go at the moment, to be honest.
We're at war, Howard. We're at war. This is wartime language, and I won't apologise for that.
All right.
Concerned about the jugs. I think they need to get out. Well, they need to break them out quick.
They can't. It's all over here. Boys, Dead Set Legends are around the local stations. Saturday Rub, is that a midday tomorrow, Tunners? A Saturday Rub? 1 o'clock tomorrow for the Saturday Rub. That'll be fantastic. Thanks to Leroy back in the studio, to Jace, to Tunners, to everyone that's involved. Tommy Brown on the boundary. The Giants win it 8-11-59, and the Bombers 8-7-55 by 4 points. Stay safe, keep your chin up, keep punching. McDonald's, Triple M, Rocks Footy.
G'day, Mark Howard here. Triple M, Rocks Footy.